Mark Twain adamantly preferred the name Lake Bigler. Now, what does that tell you about Mark Twain? My image as an American literature professor is he's written one of the great anti-racist novels in all of American history, Huck Finn. I'm a huge Mark Twain fan, a Mark Twain scholar. I started to put two and two together and realized, oh my gosh, it's 1862, 1863. We're in the middle of the Civil War. And I don't think Mr. Clemens had completely changed his mind yet about where he stood in terms of race relations, in terms of what he called misogyny, he used the word, and he signaled to his audience through the use of the word Lake Bigler that that was his preference. And that's really big news in the world of Mark Twain scholarship. It doesn't mean Twain was a liar. It does mean that he went through a long, complex evolution in terms of his views on race and where he stood vis-a-vis the Union.